Not yet, because we are going to chant first. We are starting the. That's it. That's good. I think you're here. Starting the second week, and I was just thinking in the last period that how much it's different from the start of the first week, because we have been a group who have practiced for a week. And the people arriving are benefiting from this practice, from these meditations that we have, I don't know, produced, or it's I feel it's very different from the first week, and somewhere we. So I encourage new people just plug into it and let you go with it. This is the miracle of the meditation. We don't really know how it works, but something. Dogen Zenji was saying that one person sitting on top of a mountain is affecting the whole world, you know. I don't know how it works, but let us be affected, you know, by this space where we can go deeper into, you know, and it's bottomless, really. Of course, it's about our life, you know, it's about ourselves, it's about our life, but it's about living our life from this deep place in us, you know, deep place of truth, deep place of openness, place of acceptance, you know. Deep place also of no separation. Of pure awareness, really. And then we can, you know, respond to situation, respond to what's going on in our personal life in a very different way if we come from that place, you know? And that's what we are trying to reveal in us in this practice of meditation, to reveal in us and to rest in it, you know, as much as we can. Of course, we are at times, you know, totally moved or
overwhelmed,
taken away from, and all this, you know. But it's part of life, you know. But we know that place, and this place is becoming more and more familiar when we sit more, you know. So I would like to do today, like I did the first day of the session last week, guided meditation. To offer, you know, some tools or some ways, you know, to get to that place. All of us. We are going to sit in this position, which find a relaxed position, okay? Not a tense position. Be comfortable. Can be a paradox, you know, but no, be comfortable as much as you can. And if during the guided meditation you need to move, to adjust, because it becomes uncomfortable, don't hesitate to do it in a soft way, but it's important, you know, that we can really let go, you know, so be comfortable. Accept to be guided, you know, you don't have much to lose, and the more you accept, you know, to go with it, the more you can benefit from it and see if it works for you at the end or not, but at least be okay with the experiment. Okay. And I encourage you to accept the experiment, and at the end of all, I mean, you are the only one who decides if it works for you or not. You know? So as I said, take a comfortable position. I encourage you at the beginning to close your eyes, to really go deep into yourself. When I say take a comfortable position, you know, I mean relax as much as you can, but alert. You know, your back is erect, straight, I mean straight in its natural curves. You feel in a place where you are alert and dignified. You know, you are really in a position where you feel that you are a dignified person. You know, a very precious, actually a very precious human being. You know, which is accepting, you know, to go into the core of the best of oneself. You know. We can say, you know, we all are at this moment the Buddha. We all are in the position of the Buddha. So settle in that position. Take it fully. Dare to take fully the position of the Buddha. very deep breath, trying to absorb as much air as you can, you are getting bigger. And in letting that air in, you let all the clarity, the luminosity, the peace, the joy that you can absorb. And in breathing out, you breathe out darkness, anxiety, problems, difficulty, negativities, all what we know very well, and at the same time, which can also be let go of at times. So when you're breathing, breathe big, and breathe luminosity, peace, joy, connections, love, no fear. And when you breathe out, breathe darkness, blockage, anxiety. Give yourself this fantastic gift of taking a break for all the difficulties, the problem, the anxiety that you have in your life. Let go of it for some time and be filled up with light and joy and peace and love. Bring that up in you and let go of darkness for a while. So do that several times. You can be really big and you can accept so much of positivity, of joy. It's in you, it's in all of us. And we have also the capacity to let go of all these constrictions around anxiety and difficulties and problems. Do that several times. Do it with all your body. You expand your torso, your belly expands, everything in you expands, and then when you let go, this is such a relief. We have the right to be that clear, peaceful, joyful human being. Who has at times the capacity to let go of the darkness. Going to get to more regular breathing. Your regular breathing. Don't force anything anymore. just breathe. And when you breathe in, just know that you are breathing in. When you are breathing out, just know you are breathing out. Just this. Don't force anything. Don't try to deep or bigger. Just breathe normally. But be aware while you are breathing in that you are breathing in. And when you are breathing out, be aware you are breathing out. And when I say be aware, that means your body is involved in it. You feel the sensation of your body when you're breathing. You feel the sensation of your body when you breathe out. You are tender with yourself. Don't force anything. Just be aware. The more you are aware that you are breathing in while you are breathing in, that you are aware that you are breathing out while you are breathing out, the less thoughts, sensations, ideas, judgments, and so on have the time to settle. There is things coming and going, but the fact that you are in this awareness of breathing in and out, what comes in does not settle. And you are really okay with it. You are really okay with not holding on to anything coming up, not to reject either anything coming up, but you are also okay to let it go when you are coming back to this awareness. Just this awareness. And this awareness is very soft, it's very tender. Just there. Eventually you start feeling more space between you and thoughts. They are around, lurking, nagging, but no need to follow them. Sometimes you don't even know what thought it is, just something emerging or intermingled with something else. No need to clarify then. Just stay aware of your breathing. You can have comment, actually judgments. Am I doing it well or not? Just come back to the with breathing. You are making friend with this capacity which is happening all the time within us. And I feel it's like an old friend, very safe. You can always go back to this awareness, to this breathing. It's a very safe friend, always there for you when it's needed. Always there for you to help you to be back to yourself. To be present. It's a very discreet friend because most of the time we are not even aware that we are breathing. But it's there all the time. We can go back to it all the time. When things are getting difficult, very emotional, very overwhelming, we can go back to this awareness of what's going on right now. It's our anchor. It's our help to go deeper in ourselves. To reach a place which is very safe. Which is at peace. Whatever happens. See it as a sacred place. It's in all of us. Presence, being, just being. If you are carried away by a thought, or comment, a sensation, or whatever, just come back to this old friend. Breathing in, breathing out. Yeah, awareness. And as soon as you remember to come back, you are back. And don't comment if you have been carried away. Don't judge, just come back. you don't even know how deep. Just do it. The light is being turned inward. And you rest in it. Sometimes we don't need this old friend anymore because something else is going on. We know it's there. We know we can go back anytime. Although at this moment we don't need. So maybe see if you don't need this knowing that you are breathing in, knowing that you're breathing out. See if you can just rest in awareness. Awareness of what is, whatever it is. Awareness which is just aware, which does not follow anything, which does not reject anything, which accepts that it's changing all the time. It's maybe unclear, unconfused, doesn't matter. It's just awareness. And if you feel caught in something, just go back to the awareness of breathing. Acknowledge the space. It has no limit. That space which can accept anything because it does not attach to anything, does not block anything, does not have comments, judgments. There are things going on and you have nothing at stake with these things. Give up. them. You don't want them to be different, but you just let them go. But you are the ocean. You stay with the ocean. You know that these thoughts, feelings, sensations are coming and going. Are there? You acknowledge them when they are. But there is something in all of us which is as deep as the ocean, as stable as the ocean, as peaceful as the depths of the ocean. You see the waves and you stay with the ocean. You know that the waves are the ocean. But they come and go. Connecting with a place which is pure awareness, natural awareness, natural functioning of the mind. When there is no rejecting, when there is no grasping, we all have this capacity of being this natural awareness. It's a place where we can take anything. We were born with it. Be free to go back to the awareness of breathing. Anytime you feel you need it, be free to rest in this natural awareness anytime you can. It's your choice. And don't command. Whatever is going on is right. posture if you need to. If you adjust your posture, do it in full awareness. Go with the movement, which is doing good to your body. Appreciate the good it does to your body. Be in the sensations. Stay open to anything which is happening, the sounds, the movements, the thoughts. Just don't grab them, don't grasp them, don't comment on them. Except to be in that place where you don't need to recognize everything. You don't need to put labels on everything. You don't need a comment on everything. It's a safe place. If you get lost, just come back to the awareness of breathing.
And trust.
painful, it's difficult to put a name on it. But still it's there. You, it's not a you that you need to prove or define. It's you which is open, spacious, accepting. No fear of what is not you. So now I suggest that you open your eyes slowly, very slowly. Move around, move. When you feel ready, look around. Look in the room, look at other people. Take your time. Relax.
very concrete for me.
Uh-huh.
So it's a picture, it's a, and it's not very, it's difficult for me because it's just a concrete thing.
Yes, there is only concrete things happening?
Yes.
Coming up, good? Good, good. And I'm putting these kind of words because it's different from everybody, the difficulties we go through, the problems and so on. Now, and also the way it's coming up for people is different. Some people have more images, some people have more sensations, you know, some people have more stories coming up, you know. So appreciate whatever is coming up for you concerning that, you know. It does not have to be a certain way. It just you feel, you know, that this problem, for example, or sometimes it can be very general, just a darkness, you know, a negativity. We have a negativity in us, not something which is never content, never happy, criticism, this, for example, you know, or an anxiety. An anxiety we cannot even put a name on it, you know, you cannot touch it. What is it inside? But there's something there, a sensation eventually for some people, you know. So a very strong sensation of the body, you know, kind of constriction, you know. So whatever speaks to you is good. Really. It's the same when you let in, you know, luminosity, joy, you can even do that, you know, and sometimes just a slight smile brings a certain joy, you know. It's weird how our body is really knows things that better sometimes that we do, that my mind knows, you know. So when you bring in this, you can say positivity also, if that works for you, you know, or love, you know, and suddenly somebody comes up in your mind, in your representation, which is for you, which is love, you know. So bring that in. But usually you can, even if some really precise concept, bring up luminosity, you know. Kind of sun radiating, you know, and let go of darkness. We have a big package of darkness. You know, sometimes we need to let go of the whole package. You know. You know, it's not artificial, these kind of things, really. When you bring up luminosity, you transform. You know? When you let go of this package of darkness, you know, suddenly you have space from that. You know? Sometimes we are so close to our anxiety and darkness and negativity and so on that. There is no space. We don't even see as negativity. It's natural. We think it's natural, you know. Actually, it is, but can be let go of. And it's so important, you know, to come here, to give yourself a break. You know. Give yourself a break of what is ruminating, obsessing, you know. It's to really reveal the space we are in us.
Could you say that, and you said during the meditation also, you said at one point, take a break from your problems and anxiety and stuff. It brought back one of the very first situations that I was in meditation before formal practice, what came up for me, it was such a, it was like, oh, I can get a break from myself.
Yes. From this kind of self.
From myself.
From this kind of self, yes. 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 Virginia?
At the end, it was like every part which was inside of me, every cell, I think, it was so relaxed and so I had no thoughts, no at all. So, and suddenly I think I was falling asleep. I was between sleep and awareness, and it was something so.
It's a good place to be. That's really giving us a break from our mental.
A very similar experience for me too, and even that the instruction was not to name or state what is happening, taking that observer out.
You just see, you know. It's weird because most of the time when we see, we grasp what we are seeing. It's true. We really let oneself just see. Do you know the difference? You know? I mean, I exaggerate, but, you know? Or just whatever comes up in front of me, just let it be. It's very different. Same thing with hearing. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. You know, in that place, you just hear, you just see, you just think, you just feel, you just sense.